In the day's other headlines, prosecutors in Los Angeles say they'll charge Nick Reiner with 2 counts of first-degree murder for allegedly killing his parents. Award-winning actor and director Rob Reiner and his photographer and producer wife, Michelle Singer Reiner. The 32-year-old was arrested on Sunday, just hours after the Reiners were found dead in their Los Angeles home. At a news conference this afternoon, LA's district attorney called the case challenging and heart-wrenching.
Rob Reiner was a brilliant actor and director, an iconic force in our entertainment industry for decades. His wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, was an equally iconic photographer and producer. We will commit ourselves to bringing their murderer to justice.
Nick Reiner's attorney, Alan Jackson, said today that his client was unable to attend a planned court hearing due to medical reasons. Reiner is currently being held without bail. He has yet to enter a plea. If convicted, Nick Reiner could face the death penalty or life in prison without parole. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include 5 more countries. That means citizens of Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria are prohibited from entering the U.S. Officials are restricting travel completely for people with Palestinian Authority-issued travel documents. And they're adding partial restrictions for more than a dozen other countries, including Malawi, Nigeria, and Zimbabwe, among others. The announcement comes after Trump signed an initial travel ban targeting 12 countries in June, arguing such measures are vital for national security. A federal judge in Washington says he's not inclined to stop construction of President Trump's $300 million White House ballroom. That comes in response to a lawsuit from the National Trust for Historic Preservation last week aimed at halting the project. The nonprofit group is calling for a thorough review process, saying the project needs congressional approval. The administration argued that the president has the authority to modify the White House and that construction must continue for national security reasons. But officials did not cite specific concerns. Turning overseas, police in Australia say that Sunday's mass shooting at a Hanukkah celebration was a terrorist attack inspired by the Islamic State. At a news conference in Sydney, officials said they found 2 homemade Islamic State flags in the car of the suspects, a 50-year-old man who was killed in the attack and his son who's being treated at a hospital. Authorities also recovered improvised explosive devices. In the meantime, hundreds have been gathering at Bondi Beach to honor the 15 people killed during the rampage and to show solidarity with the city's Jewish community. The victims ranged from 10 to 87 years old. More than 24 others are still in the hospital. In the UK, a man who drove his car through a sea of soccer fans in Liverpool earlier this year has been sentenced to more than 21 years in prison. 54-year-old Paul Doyle had pleaded guilty to 31 counts last month.
The footage is truly shocking.
Today, the judge cited graphic footage that showed Doyle, quote, deliberately accelerating time and time again as the crowd celebrated Liverpool's Premier League championship in May. Prosecutors said he was, quote, in a rage because he couldn't get to his destination fast enough. More than 130 people were injured, including several children. FIFA is slashing prices for some World Cup tickets following a global backlash over the cost of attending a game. Officials will offer around 1,000 tickets per game at just $60 each. They'll go to each country's soccer federation, and it's up to them to distribute the tickets to loyal fans. This new supporter entry tier comes as the 2026 tournament is shaping up to be the priciest in World Cup history for fans. Still, FIFA said today that it's received more than 20 million ticket requests in its latest round of sales. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed following that monthly jobs data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 300 points on the day. The Nasdaq managed a slight gain of about 50 points. The S&P 500 ended about 16 points lower. Also today, lawmakers at the U.S. Capitol unveiled a statue of Barbara Rose Johns, the Virginia teenager who helped bring an end to school segregation. Her 16-year-old likeness, holding a tattered book above her head, was unveiled in Emancipation Hall this afternoon. In 1951, Johns led a student strike in Farmville, Virginia, to protest her school's conditions compared to the town's white high school. Notably, Johns replaces the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which was removed from the Capitol in 2020. And Joe Ely has died. The singer-songwriter from West Texas helped shape the genre known as Americana.
Well, I left my home out on the great high plains, headed for some new terrain.
In songs like I Had My Hopes Up High, Ely fused honky-tonk, bluegrass, and rock, serving as an alternative to the more polished so-called Nashville sound. Ely said he was inspired by the vast spaces of the American heartland and toured tirelessly, earning him the nickname Lord of the Highway. And he was known for his collaborations with legends like The Clash and Bruce Springsteen. His family says Joe Ely died of pneumonia. He was 78 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, why it's been so difficult to locate the suspect in the Brown University shooting. And a rare look at Hezbollah's highly secretive bunkers seized by Lebanon's military.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.